Elizabeth.
Hello, is this Flowers?
Yes.
I'm phoning in regards to a call that you guys received yesterday. My ex-boyfriend phoned me last night and he said that I should expect a dangerous package from Flowers. I don't know if you know what he might be talking about.
Okay, I'm not sure. Let me give it to Olivia because I think you're speaking to Olivia.
Hello?
Hello. Sorry, I'm phoning in regards to a call that you guys had yesterday from Ronald, my ex-boyfriend. He phoned me last night and he said that I should expect a dangerous package from you.
No, I think you did call me yesterday, right?
I didn't call you. A man by the name of Roland, he's my ex-boyfriend. He's.
I don't know what's going on, you see, because we did not deliver anything danger for anyone.
We only
deliver flowers. And
when
there are
when
no
you say dangerous, what do you mean dangerous? What did he ask you to send me?
No, I'm saying no one asked me about nothing about danger of flowers. No one asked me.
I don't understand why he would be upset with me.
I'm sorry, huh? I don't know. No one called me. No one asked about...
Ma'am, did he say that he wanted to hurt me?
No, no one say this. No one called me talking about this.
He said that I would expect my hands to get hurt by this package or something like that. Were you going to put something sharp in there?
I'm sorry, man, but no, maybe he's joking, huh?
But ma'am, what happens if he sends me something else, like a bomb or anthrax?
Sorry, you know what? I think it's misunderstand. I think maybe he's just playing, make a joke with you, because are you sure about the person who...
Do you have a boyfriend? Do you know how I feel?
No, I can imagine. I can imagine this is horrible. But if he was planning to do this, he was going to use my service to do this.
So you had agreed to help him?
Of course not.
But
I don't know what's going on. Oh, gosh. I'm so ashamed. Sorry, what's your name? East Coast Drive with Fat Joe.